It's Sunday morning,
July 18th. Lord, by your Spirit, we ask, Lord, that your word would be illuminated today. Amen. Your word would be illuminated, that we would be able to receive the truth that is in your word, Lord. Cause that good work to be done. Lord, open the eyes of our heart, Lord. Open the eyes of our heart so that we would receive your truth, O Lord, that we would be able to speak forth your truth, that our ears would be able to receive your truth, not distorted or whatever, messed up by our natural thinking, our natural mind, that we would receive your truth by your Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Keith's looking up something, but there is a little something I would like to share here. It's been quite a while since I've heard this term, but we used to talk about being gospel hardened.
Been there, done that, no surprises, kind of going through the motions with the gospel, ho-hum. I was thinking about that this morning, and instead of being gospel hardened by many years, sitting in the pews, I want to be gospel softened. I want to be just, have that gospel just make me what it is in whatever shape he would want me to be clay in his hands that has just no resistance. So, Lord, that is the desire of my heart, and I think it's the desire I'm speaking for others too, that what we want to do is be gospel softened. Do that good, good, sweet work in us by your Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
It says in 2 Corinthians 3:6, it says, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Mm.
And going along with what Charlie just had to say, I have been a Sunday school superintendent in probably 3 different churches over the years, and from denominational to fundamental to whatever else. And I have taught the Bible stories from the scriptures without having a clue what I was teaching, but kind of following as it was written and whatever. And Jesus said in John 6:63, he said, the words that I speak are spirit and their life. And the thing about it is, their spirit, when the Holy Spirit makes them spirit.
That's right.
That's what he said. He said, the Spirit will come and he will take of what I of mine and what I say, and reveal it to you. And otherwise, even the words of Jesus can be letter.
Oh, they sure can.
And they can kill us. And but there has to be a work of the Holy Spirit done. And that's why it was so vital that God poured out the Spirit. And And I was thinking about it this morning. I thought, how many churches and how many people teach the scriptures, you know, from just a kind of an immature standpoint, and they're teaching it to teach it,
mm-hmm.
and not because it necessarily has done any great thing in them. And when we were told to listen to the scriptures on a constant basis, that has done a major work in me. And because it's a ongoing intake of God's word that gives a revelation by the Holy Spirit. And when God says, I will write my law in your heart and on your minds, that's quite a gift. That's quite a thing to happen. And I don't know that all of the things that have been written in my heart are in my mind, but I know that a lot of them have been. That have changed the picture. The Bible is not the same Bible that I knew 30 years ago. The same words are there, but a lot of those words have been turned into spirit. Yeah, and that's why God gave us the Holy Spirit.
Mm. I say amen, except for myself. I'm not sure that it quite qualifies as a lot of the words for me personally have been turned into spirit. But boy, I tell you, I want a lot of those words to be turned into spirit. I want a lot of those words to be turned into spirit.
Well, maybe the word lot was not good for me to say either, but...
many.
Some of it, yeah.
Whatever. Well...
there's lots of words in here.
Well, I heard a certain little section of scripture called, Let's Let the Spirit Bring It Light. And it's a situation where they come to Jesus and they present this woman who ends up marrying seven different men and they all die. And then they say, so whose wife does she become? For all seven had her as wife. Now they're talking about when they're resurrected in the next life. Jesus answered and said to them, the sons of this age, meaning natural on earth, marry and are given in marriage. But those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. So, is that going to offend a lot of people when you say you're not going to be with your wife as husband and wife in heaven? Well, how can that be? I mean, geez, we spent all this time together. Well, what's better, to be married to that one or to be married to Jesus?
Okay.
You know, and sit at the table of, and be part of the wedding, you know, the wedding of the Lamb, marriage of the Lamb. But then, here's another one that I really want the Spirit to open up. Nor can they die anymore, for they are equal to the angels. And are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. That just put us in a whole new category, you might say. I don't know if that's a good word, but because you become sons of God. So Jesus is not the only son of God. You know? He wants all of us to be sons of God, and that includes male or female. That's, you know, that has nothing to do with it. But equal to the angels. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Equal to the angels. And I think one of the little keys Jesus because you're not going to die again, you know. And then I kind of just thought, I don't know if that connects at all to Genesis or not. Let's make them in our image, you know. I don't know. That's that one I'm just throwing in there because I'm not real positive about that.
That's sort of trouble.
But it just really caught me, and I thought when I first heard it in my truck that it said, and they are, I thought it said something like, and they are as the angels, but it's equal with the angels, or equal to the angels. So, what are angels, you know? They're spirits, are they not? And they can go anywhere, be anywhere God wants them, you know, or whatever. So, that's what we're going to become like, whatever that is. I'm not even sure. You know, there's a lot more to it, I'm sure, of what the angels are, but that's kind of a neat vision, you know?
You know, I don't know everything about angels, but I do know that they accomplish it, God's will perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, perfectly, unless they're false angels,
yeah,
of course. But I would like to be equal to the angels in that respect. I would like to be accomplishing God's will, be His hand extended, whatever. If there's some job that God has, you know, then send me, and I'll do it just the way you would have it to be done,
yeah,
you know. And then to be operating in perfect truth. I think that you can say that about angels.
Mm-hmm.
I, too, would like to be operating in perfect truth. So I think I don't know that that's the whole deal on equal to the angels, but that surely is an aspect,
sure,
of it.
Sure.
You know, the thing that intrigues me is being sons of the resurrection.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means you made it. That's one aspect.
Sons of the resurrection. What? What's that?
Yeah. You know, and it's not really saying that, this might be my thoughts, but it doesn't mean that I won't know Pam when I get there. But we're not going to have the same relationship. We're going to be in this beautiful, humongous relationship of the kingdom and children of God, you know. And, you won't be considering any of this.
It's really secondary.
Yeah.
Real secondary. And I imagine, you know, for that hypothetical that those guys were posing to Jesus, those Sadducees were posing there, if that should arise, that hypothetical should arise, it would be so totally not a big deal that they were all married to her. Just out of nothing. Yeah, okay, we were all married to you. It's just a different, totally different deal that is just not troubling at all.
No, because that would create a terrible quandary.
Yeah.
Who is going to be the real husband or the real wife?
That's not it.
Because some people, you know, their mate dies and they remarry. So you can ask the same question. Who are they going to be with him?
Yeah, you don't need this elaborate deal that they worked out.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Well, was there one of the kind of the Jewish law back then that if you married and you didn't produce an heir, mm-hmm, then it was that you had to marry the brother.
Yep.
That was like a levirate law from the Jewish, obviously, it was probably her problem that she couldn't have any kids, you know, unless these guys were all sickly,
yeah,
you know. I mean, which you just don't know the background about anybody.
Sure.
So, and I think it was, to me, it's one of those questions that they just threw out to be like, you know, it's sort of like, Yeah, like, okay, guys, so if I didn't have communion, but I passed the international date line, mm-hmm. and then took communion, and it was before that, does that count? You know how I'm saying they throw these things in the Bible just to confuse people. But I think heaven's just going to be awesome. I don't think, you know, who's to say? I mean, you and Pam could go on a bike ride.
That's the last thing.
It'd be a little funny to have Pam on a bike.
I know. It'd be like, hey, I've been riding bike up here. I wanted you to know that, you know. But it would be like.
It would be a miracle.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Pam beat you to the top of a hill.
But I think Pam's just going to be so much fun that you're not going. It's not going to be this or that, and. You know, I think we're just going to just love everybody and be with everybody. And yes, I want to be used like an angel. I mean, wouldn't that be really cool that God, it's a wonderful life where Clarence Onrady got used to help out. And, it's who knows? Nobody knows what anything's like. And I think it's just going to be a wonderful surprise. It's not going to be one of those surprises like, oh, I don't like this. It's going to be an awful, it's going to be a wonderful surprise.
Yeah, way beyond our thinking.
And I think what's really nice is they say you won't know who's not there.
Yeah.
And that would be good, because you don't want to know that. And yet, I have a nephew who changed to becoming a Mormon, and then they got married in the Mormon big tabernacle out in Utah. Because once you're married there, then you're mated for life in heaven.
Huh.
So you see, I'm going.
What they do with that?
I think it's all a mystery when it comes to different religions and different ways that people, I don't know why they did that, but they did.
Because they're following human thinking.
Yeah. And I just want
to
or the angel Moroni, who knows what he is. Not good, I don't think.
I just want to follow a guy, I have a hard enough time just keeping up with the Big Ten, let alone trying to pursue.
The Big Ten?
The Big Ten, that's right.
Those 12 colleges that are the Big Ten?
No.
I have a hard time with that, too.
Oh, Charlie.
Well,
of course, he's used to me saying the basic.
You remember he said that not all the words of the Bible have changed for him.
I heard that angels were supposed to be all men.
Oh.
And I always thought of little groups as and women. I knew there were men too because.
I guess I kind of picture a lot of angels as women, even though in the Bible the angels are almost always referred to as men.
Yeah. Well, you talk about a child's being just such a little angel.
Yeah.
And it's probably a girl.
It doesn't say you'll become angels, it says you'll be equal to angels. So you could be equal to all male angels.
Sure.
If that was the case.
Yeah.
Sure. I have another thing I'd like to share. We get frequent prayer requests on behalf of Charlotte. Her kids, her grandchildren, various members of her family, and then Charlotte herself, she makes fairly frequent requests for prayer. And I think when we get those texts, what is happening is that Charlotte is modeling what our relationship should be with the Lord. We are in frequent need of His help. And if we think we can just up and go it alone, we're badly mistaken. So, you know, I don't, I've got a flip phone. I don't make a response to all the prayer requests that come in, you know. But let me kind of make up for that now and say, yes, Charlotte, thank you. Thank you for modeling what God's children should be. You know, you see a 3 or 4 year old kid, and he wants to get away from his parents. He's got his own mind, and he can go running off or whatever. And the mom tries to get him to do something. He said, no, you know, the way they do. But then, the kid takes a fall and hurts his knee, goes scurrying off to his mom. Anyway, I don't want that kind of independence that those 3 or 4 year old kids have. You know, no, I don't want to do what you tell me to do, Mom. I want to do what I want to do. You know, I don't want that. I want to be in His will and seeking Him for my needs, my daily bread, if you will.
She had. He's someplace in Michigan, I don't know, I guess, for training for truck driving. It's like 3 or 4 weeks, and so he has to stay up there. So she was on her way up there to see him this weekend, and she started feeling sick, and she didn't know what it was. And when she got there, it just got worse, and she ended up going to the hospital. And at that hospital, they told her she had like appendicitis or something like that. And but they didn't have a surgeon on staff, so they sent her an hour away. And she did. She went to that hospital. Apparently, they didn't do it during the night. They waited till morning. And then they did it and discharged her. So it sounds like she's okay.
But
she has to drive home yet.
Yeah.
So, as far as we know, she's. Anyway, I thought she needed a blessing or two just to cover all bases.
Yeah. Do you remember where they sent her?
Help her do it. No, I don't know the name of the hospital, but it was someplace where they did his staff, I guess.
Let's pray for that right now. Mm-hmm. Lord, we just ask your mighty hand be on Abby, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That you would give her the strength and clarity to be able to drive that car back home, Lord, and get to, you know, where she wants to be, and just continue to heal her, Lord, from that.
Yes.
Make it whole 100% right. But most of all, Lord, just guide her and strengthen her to be able to come back home, Lord.
Yes, provide, Lord.
Yes. And touch her husband. Is it her husband?
Yes.
Yeah.
Touch him, Lord, and let that be a successful endeavor.
Uh-huh.
He would be able to learn how to drive a truck and create income and whatever, Lord. So just let your blessings be upon them, Lord.
Yes.
Stay upon her as she travels.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. Yes. Abby, know what's going on.
Thank
you, Lord.
Yes. Bring the favor upon her.
Thank you, Lord.
before it goes away, I guess I have something on my heart for this to pray. It's been kind of with me for a week or so, but I want to pray that that God would show us and be with us in this body of believers. And Lord, that you would just have your hand on us and show us, Lord, where you want us to go and what to be in your name, Lord. And that we would be a family, Lord, a godly family. And that you would just show your will to be done by us, Lord, in the days to come. And just give us knowledge and wisdom and discernment for those things, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Yes. You know, Jesus said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, meaning don't worry about tomorrow. But that is in certain circumstances. Other times, some long-term guidance is surely in order.
Mm-hmm. Lately, too, maybe before I go to sleep or whatever, I've been praying for healing for everyone that's been, you know, had a problem or whatever. And I just think things are going to start being done, mm-hmm. You know. I just, my heart always goes out to Charlotte because I just, to be constantly having these little problems, it's just got to be challenging. I mean, so, you know, just want to continue lifting you up. I think God's going to lift it.
Yeah.
I do. Susan's neck and spine would be well, and Charlie would be well, and Keith would get his legs back if that's God's will, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Body would stay healthy. Chuck's mind would be healed.
It's already being healed.
It's already being healed.
Good. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. You know, we're not mentioning the apparent miracle that happened with Barb.
Yeah. That was the other thing. I thought it was just when I found out. I went, oh, they didn't find anything.
Well, they found something, and then it was all gone when they went to look for it.
Yeah.
I was like, you know,
yeah, you got me too. I went,
So you have to go. Oh, God is good.
Yeah, I kept going, well, what do you mean? You said there was blood all over around her heart and everything, and now you're saying there's nothing.
And they're sending her home.
Yeah, she never had any surgery then, right?
So
I mean, except I suppose they opened her up to look.
They must have done something.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, they must have. Todd on Facebook was just as, well, they're sending her home. You know, we're just like, wow.
Yeah, I forget. I didn't see him, so I didn't pick it. That's the other ones that I, you know, that I've been praying for.
Courtney got a text from them this morning.
Yeah,
so.
Glenn. Yeah, Glenn chatted me up this morning. And I'll read it to make sure I will not be there today. We are doing okay. Barb is still weak and slow. My back, hip, and left leg, black and blue from my fall. Other than that, we are good. God bless.
Yeah, back, hip, and leg are black. Okay.
So I think, I'm not sure, but maybe Glenn took the worst of this past week. But yeah, it's kind of interesting. It was always that whole thing with Barb. I mean, she wasn't doing well with the stent, and there was supposedly blood, and then 2 days later they said they're going to do that procedure with her heart, or with her stomach, and I, even in the natural, I kind of went, that seemed odd, but because I said to my wife, I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn and haven't had schooling, so what do I know from over here? And then the day of the procedure, they go, yeah, no, there's nothing there. And so just left to conclude, like, yeah, God is good.
Very good.
In a big way.
Yeah.
She'd been in the hospital for 4 days. Plenty of time to test and retest and schedule procedures and then.
Yeah, so don't be doing that.
Whoops.
Hospital for 4 days for nothing.
Yeah, they got to believe there's something there.
In and out, like, yeah.
You'll be fine. Rub dirt on it. You're on your hey, you're not getting extra nights over. You're not spending any more nights in the hospital.
Yeah, it used to be weeks.
I want to make one comment about Charlotte. And just so she hears this, but Charlotte is generating the majority of the prayer request text.
Mm-hmm.
And that is okay in the sense that Charlotte demonstrates great faith. She sees a problem and she knows, we just need to pray about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I get blessed by so-and-so is trying to do this and not feeling well and they're on a trip. And some of these things you go like, well, but actually there's a blessing in that. Yeah, we're going to do this and I want God's favor to be in this. And Charlotte, it just so demonstrates such faith. Say, we just need to pray about this and this is going to be fine. And that's refreshing. And you don't see that a lot. And some of the songs I played today, what can I do? We can pray.
Mm-hmm.
Because really that's all we need to do. We pray, God will do what needs to do. All we did was pray.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Charlotte, if there's a need, do not hesitate. Do not let the enemy come against you and say, oh, I'm always bothered. No. There's actually victory in being faithful to ask the body.
And he answers.
And he answers.
I pray for the kids every day. And you don't know until later sometimes that a prayer was answered that you didn't know that there was an issue there.
Mm-hmm.
My son Scott got hit by a board coming back out of I suppose it's a saw type thing. He works for a truss company, and it flew back and hit him, and he's black and blue. And I realized today that was the Lord protecting him.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been worse.
Oh, yeah.
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 Isn't
it
black and blue marks look a lot worse 3 days later? Sometimes they can look so bad that they don't hurt.
That's right. I get them. Don't even know when I
got
them.
Me too. They go away and
because
I mark them back.
When you were younger, you had to get hit both really hard to make it through.
Yeah.
Well, now you just get to pink and it It's the humbleness of becoming
while we're in between things here, I want to give the glory to God. I told some of you that this past week, the company that I've been working with publicly announced the product I've been working on for years. And it's been kind of interesting that it's been ready to go. They liked it and said it passed all their tests. And that was last July. And then they told us 6 or 7 months after that, we're going to announce this any day. And that turned out to be 4 months too early.
Mm-hmm.
And so pretty big thing, but it's a blessing that things should start to happen.
Yes, mm-hmm. Amen.
So, God is good.
God's given you faith in that area.
Space is one thing you can call it.
I had to find Keith Friday night because he was not where he was supposed to be at the appointed time.
Oh, Keith, come on.
He was out lollygagging at a prayer meeting. Oh. So I went to help him get set up for the night. I had to roust him out of the church. Uh-huh. He was still over here. And so he did say, oh, yeah, I was just leaving. So he headed home, and before I left, the prayer group told me to sit down and put the chair and we're going to pray for you for your business. And I just started to laugh. I said, well, that's great, because God just answered prayers yesterday, which then they were blessed, and they prayed over me and over the opportunity. And so I like to say, God is good.
Right.
All the time, even when we don't realize it as being good, which I felt that way a lot over the last couple of years. So, this is good?
I don't know.
Not my definition of good.
Well, I think, Ken, like you were saying, like before you go to sleep, you were praying for, you know, I mean, truly, it's so uplifting and such a blessing to pray for people. And you're not doing it for your benefit, but we always benefit from praying. I mean, and it's sort of like, I don't know why I'm praying for this, but you know, you just feel led to pray for something. And truly, it's like an infusion from the Lord when we pray. It's just like a Holy Spirit boost. To me, it is, you know.
Yeah, I've been kind of noticing it lately. Every once in a while, it's like I can tell that God's put something there. And now it's like, so sometimes on those prayers, the confidence is growing that it's going to get answered, you know. I know I'm not the only one praying, of course. Especially like for Barb and that, but yeah, the last time I prayed, knowing that she was, it was just like, whatever, you know, and it was like, yeah, that's what he's gonna do, something, you know, I don't know what, but something's gonna be done.
That's one of my favorite things. That kind of confidence or whatever.
Yeah. Haven't you must have that. I mean, probably everybody has experienced that.
It rings a bell.
Yeah. It's sometimes when you pray, you just feel like, yeah, this is going to happen. Because faith was there. You know, God put faith there when you prayed. It's not like you come up with anything, you know. In fact, sometimes it takes him to even say to pray, you know.
Yeah.
They're not very long. They're pretty short, so... Yeah.
Well, Corky, what you said, I actually, that's one thing I do like, is I like to pray for success for other people. I don't know why. I've always loved watching people go for something and then nail it and get it. I've always loved seeing that. So let's... a prayer request for everyone. Let's try it. Mm-hmm. Pray for success for everyone in everything that they do when they put in work for something. Because I've seen people, I've always admired them. They try something, they fail. They try it again, they fail. They get back up. I'm like, wow. And then when they're finally successful, I'm like, yeah, that's awesome.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah.
So that's one. That's like the American spirit right there, too.
Uh-huh.
I always love stories like that.
Because
I have to remind myself that a lot, too. I get kicked in the face. I fail. I get fired. And a lot of it is my own fault. But it's, what are you doing? You know, eventually I want to be self-employed someday, so I always like hearing people something. Even when they have their doubts, they kept faith and they kept going and then nail it out of the park. That's always great.
Hmm.
Let's pray for positive things. Because I have a lot of negativity that I need to get out, and I like being around positive stuff.
You know, as you were sharing there, Josh, I've always thought I am not going to pray for the Green Bay Packers. I'm not going to pray for the Milwaukee Bucks, the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to use my prayer power, whatever goes on, for that. But, as you were sharing there, that I might be wrong thinking in that. You know, if what they are doing is modeling success, you know, failure and success, maybe they are doing in some kind of indirect, funny way the Lord's business, say, you know, of course they're playing another team who's also doing the Lord's business, I suppose, literally, you know. I never particularly feel that way about it, but, you know, go Phoenix Suns. But, you know. But anyway, that is, you know, that kind of thing is a way of displaying that get up and keep going. And maybe prayer is not just totally out of order. I don't know if I'm going to start praying for the Green Bay Packers,
right?
You know, but maybe I should not be so dogmatic about, no, I'm not going to pray for the Green Bay Packers. You know, maybe they are modeling something that is good, and somehow a reflection of what goes on in heaven.
Maybe you should pray for Aaron Rodgers. Did he drop out?
We don't know yet. Although it does explain the Packers' lack of success recently.
At the end, let's all pray for Aaron Rodgers to make a good decision here.
I think Josh is making a good point. And it is, you know, kind of like why Jesus used miracles as encouragement. There is, if you can be encouraged by the fact that people continue, and maybe not necessarily business or financial success, but there have been times in your spiritual walk where this just doesn't feel like this is getting anything done. You're kind of down on the mat, and I would like to turn that around and say, but God has been good in that I keep getting up in a spiritual sense, which I think is much more important. But, another song I played today that was for me was one that's called In Your Perfect Time. And I was doing that to remind me that I would be fine if things would happen much quicker and avoid all the pitfalls and the curves.
Right.
But it was clear God wasn't fine with that. And so when do you, when do you really start turning your will over to His will? I pray with Keith when we go to bed. One of the things that we pray is for strength from God to turn away from the natural mind and thinking and turn towards eternal life. Because at the end of the day, we're here for a few days. And why are we worried about the few days we're here and not more worried about eternity? And so, and as I'm praying for Keith, I'm praying for myself. I want to turn away from natural mind of things and turn towards spiritual mind of things and turn towards eternal life.
Especially when you get older.
And I agree. And the older you get, eternal life is a lot closer. And
that looks a lot better.
Yeah, and then the aches and pains. Oh, I can get rid of this body. And just, yeah, there's a lot of upside. Knee? No, don't got a knee. Don't have to worry about that. But it it's hard to turn away from the senses and turn towards the spirit.
Sure. I love the line in the old hymn. It says, "Rise up, O man of God, have done with lesser things." That's a good way of expressing it. I want to be over with, you know, have done with lesser things. No more of that lesser things stuff.
But we do need to continue. Remember, we've got to get back up. Mm-hmm. The other way I like to express it is our salvation, we're in the race. Mm-hmm. You just can't quit the race. You just have to keep running. It doesn't matter where you are in the race. God will take care of that. But you just can't decide, I'm done. I'm going to sit this out. That's the mistake that too many people make.
Mm-hmm. You become the devil's puppet at that
point. Well,
idle hands.
Yeah. And doing nothing ends up being a testimony of being that, even though you might not be out committing mayhem, but you're not out there committing goodness either. Trying to commit goodness. But I think we can see, even in, we don't have a million people here, strangely enough, but God is doing an awful lot, even with the people we have here.
I agree with that.
Which means, God is here, and God is powerful, and God is listening. Charlie can't claim total miracle, but pretty well put this cancer in the rearview mirror for as far as we can tell. And we just had someone spend 4 days in a hospital and told, yeah, we don't know what we saw, but we hear nothing wrong with you. Susan avoided a very bad situation. Bonnie is one of the few people I know that has fallen down, broke her neck, and doesn't break her neck, no biggie. The stories of Keith cracking his head on something are legendary. Yeah. And usually it's what he hit as a big problem. You look at dents, not in his head. And you can kind of make fun of that, but you would be remiss to dismiss the power of God and all of those things.
Mm. Yes,
you know, sometimes God is all around and we just don't hear him because we're too busy chattering.
I want to give a little, I don't know, testimony or whatever you call it. I go through regular cancer treatment at Mayo Clinic, but then in addition to that, there is what they call complementary treatment. In which there's a doctor, it's called functional medicine, I think, and that's, I get vitamin C infusion, so high dose of vitamin C, and that's supposed to knock out particularly prostate cancer. That's one of the, it's not covered by insurance, so I shell out of my own pocket, but anyway, and it's supposed to be effective, it's supposed to work. Vitamin C, yeah, I get once a week IV bag, where they put vitamin C in my system. Anyway, I had an appointment with the doctor that runs this place here, there's a lot of Christian slogans on the plaques on the brown in the wall and stuff. And we were talking about things spiritual, some. And I said, I think there's a spiritual component to cancer. You know, she says that. I think you're right. Anyway, I did volunteer my services for if there is someone for whom the doctor thinks there is a significant spiritual component to whatever their diagnosis is, whether it's cancer or anything else. I said,
I do intercessory prayer, right? And I'm happy to do it. I'm happy. And her response was, okay, keep that in mind, you know. She had in mind particularly a lady who had a kind of a black cloud of death over her. She wondered if it was ALS, you know, Lou Gehrig disease. Anyway, I would be happy. I'd be happy to be, you know, there or anything else, you know. I would enjoy whatever. I don't know if enjoy is one of the words that I would not just enjoying, but you know. So anyway, I would like to be used in that way. If there are people who are in need of intercessory prayer for their whatever the deal is, I'd be happy. Happy to do that. So,
Bonnie?
You were talking about your infusion.
What was that?
You were talking about your infusion.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Somebody told me they had gotten COVID, right?
Ah, yeah.
And the doctor asked them if they wanted to get an infusion. And they didn't.
Well, there was a fellow I was talking to there that it was getting infusion because he had COVID, and then it somehow kind of messed up his heart. Mm-hmm. It was something like arrhythmia that was going on, and vitamin C infusion was maybe something that would help resolve whatever heart problems he's having.
Yeah, I don't know what this was, if it was vitamin C or what, but I'm assuming they're all the same. But maybe, you know, they have different kind of minerals and vitamins, and I don't know.
Because I thought vitamin D was supposed to be good.
I think,
yeah.
Uh-huh. It is treatment.
Yeah,
keeps you from getting it. It reduces the severity.
See, yeah. Don't usually work without the. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, that was kind of interesting because she said she started to feel better almost immediately.
Hmm. I feel good. I don't know whether it's, you know, tendency or what it is, but I feel good. Feel good. I feel better than I did before I had cancer. Before I knew I had cancer. Yeah.
So did you get your
might be losing 30 pounds, that might help.
Yeah. Yeah, you totally changed your diet, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're exercising more, you're eating better,
yeah,
and you're getting all these things.
Right.
It would have been a miracle if you didn't get better.
Yeah.
Right. Kind of reverse miracle, huh?
Yeah. It's like, then how can this not be helping?
Yeah. Yeah.
But God is still good. A lot of people do lots of things and it doesn't help.
Yeah.
So I'm not dismissing God at all. Final words, Keith?
I got a good night's sleep and I can still fall asleep right now. So.
Some of us envy you for that.
Yeah.
Some of us can't just fall asleep.
Well, I got a birthday coming up here in a couple weeks. And
you do?
Yeah.
Do we know how old you're going to be? Have we talked about that at all?
Jerome McGinnis used to say, he said, I'm 65 in some months.
Some months. Yeah. Some months.
What's our time? Are we out?
It's 12 o'clock.
Oh. I would like to just make a couple of comments. One of them, we're way back when we were talking about you know, if somebody dies, are we, you know, we won't be married in heaven. But my wife and I had such a unbelievable, wonderful relationship for the last, especially the last 15 years. And as you know, as we listened and together listened to the scriptures, and you know, of course, you miss something like that. And one day I knew something. I knew that the relationship that we will have in eternity is so much better than what we had here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be better, you know. And so you don't even miss it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that comment was left over from a while ago.
Love you all.